Let's read some more of the Holy Word of God today. We just read 2 Timothy 3. Let's read 2 Timothy 4. Starting with verse 1. I charge ye therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lusts, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. And they shall turn their ears away from the truth. And they shall be turned unto fables. Americans, all you who claim to be Christians, the Bible warns of a day when the people will not follow the truth, but they will follow fables. This is what's going on in America today in the church systems. They're following fables of easy believe gospels. They're following fables of Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday that are lies. They're following fables that you can be of the world and of a holy Savior. They're following fables of man-made religion, one man in a wooden box, building-centered, timed-out ritual worship. None of this is of a holy God. God did not ordain this, neighbor. The Bible talks of a time when the world will fall into lies and sin and error. We are at that time right now. The Antichrist is going to rise up in this. If you think the pandemic was something of a lockdown, wait until the Antichrist comes. The system is being built. The money system's being built. Everything's being built to usher in the dark age of wickedness and the son of perdition. But what are you doing to prepare yourself for it? Are you studying the scriptures? Are you studying to be approved? Are you living in holiness and righteousness? Are you walking according to the word of God? Or are you walking after the pattern of the world that's going to set you under the wrath of God? Because the wrath is coming against all sin and disobedience, neighbor. The wrath of God is coming for you. And those that won't endure sound doctrine that saves us, 1 Timothy 4:16, they're going to suffer a separation from a holy God. See, God created you outside of knowing Him. He's light and love. Outside of knowing Him, there's only darkness and judgment. Heaven or hell, truth or lies, righteousness or sin, forgiveness or wrath, child of God or child of Satan. Which one are you today, Americans? Child of God or child of Satan? Jesus warned in John 8, if you can't hear my words, your father is Satan. We want you to hear the words of God. We want you to realize your fate before a holy God. Turn and repent. Don't be swept away in your sin. Find eternal life in Christ.